Si quieres entender este podcast mejor, puedes descargar la transcripción y las notas gratis en vocatic.com. Thanks. Let's start the show. Hi. La semana pasada, yo estaba en Colombia. And este tío me estaba diciendo que todo el mundo en Colombia quiere estudiar con established schools, traditional schools. And that Vocatic, como una nueva escuela, tendrá muchas dificultades. Then I looked at this guy in the eyes and I said, those established schools, yeah, they're okay, but can they do this? Wow, that was good. Okay, we're going to return to The Clash and analyze that song at the end of the podcast. But first, let's listen to this.
Yo, you hear them sirens? I know you hear them. Don't get scared. It ain't 5-0, nah. That's the funk, yo, yeah. Don't act like you didn't know, nah. It's just the way it go, yeah. When you're messing with the funk, yeah. You bumping in your trunk, yeah. You know it's what you want, yeah.
Did you listen closely? Okay, some classic colloquial English. When the song begins, the singer sings, yo, you hear them sirens? Escuchas esas sirenas? I know you hear them. Yo sé que las escuchas. Don't get scared. No te asustes. It ain't 5-0. No es la policía. That's the funk, yo. Esa es el funk, no? 5-0 is a classic term in hip-hop English and films for the police, la policía. It's un argot that comes from the famous TV program Hawaii 5-0. So he talks about the sirens and says, "Don't get scared. It ain't 5-0. It's the funk, yo." Okay, let's listen one more time. And remember, 5-0 is the police. This is the Black Eyed Peas with The Boogie yo. That Be.
You hear them sirens? I know you hear them. Don't get scared. It ain't 5-0. Nah. That's the funk, yo. Yeah. Don't act like you didn't know. Nah. It's just the way it go. Yeah. When you're messing with the funk. Yeah. You bump it in your trunk. Yeah. You know it's what you want. Yeah. So just bump the bump the bump.
Bump it up. Bounce, move to the boogie to be. You know I want you to come boogie with me. We can dip, left, slide, right all night. It's time to be wild, freestyle.
It's on and popping. Ain't no stopping us from rocking. From tonight to 10 o'clock in the morning. Got neighbors knocking. Fuck them, go call them cops and watch them pigs walk and start bobbing. Heads to what that DJ dropping. He play funk, punk, and hip hopping. Breaking laws, yeah, coach is shocking. We be pop locking and moshing. I get down and groove to cuts. Check my art of moving butts. Nowadays, cats is scared to dance. This beat bangs, whoo, here's my chance. Come on, girl, let's go out there, dance on the floor. Ha!
The boogie beat, you know I want you to come boogie with me. We can dip, let it slide right all night. It's time to be wild, freestyle.
We can dance and dance, dance.
Come on, baby.
We can dance and dance, dance.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I want to dance and dance, dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always illin', the way I make you sway, y'all feelin'. That's how it is, get down and jam. If y'all don't understand, check it. He rock making street block.
And now for some Dillinger. Cocaine in my brain. In this raw, vibrant track, Dillinger talks about cocaine running around my brain. Dando vueltas por mi cerebro, por mi cabeza. In English, when you talk about intense thoughts or feelings, you talk about them running around your brain or running around your head. What you should also learn from this is the importance of the preposition. If you miss the preposition, then you change the meaning. Si Dillinger hubiera cantado, "I've got cocaine running my brain," well, running something means dirigiéndolo. One preposition, but very important. One more interesting phrase comes later in the song. I have a burning pain, burning in my bloody brain. Tengo un dolor que quema, quemando en mi maldito cerebro. Bloody, in this sense, does not mean sangriento. Bloody is a common British English colloquialism that means maldito.
Hey, Jim! Jim, just a minute, y'all. I want you spell for me something. I want you spell for me New York, man. Why do you want to spell New York, man? I just want you spell for me New York. Can you do that, man? Sure, man, I can spell New York. Well, go ahead, man. N-E-W-Y-O-R-K, that's New York, man. No, man, you made a mistake, man. I'm gonna teach you the right way and the proper way to spell New York, man. Well, go ahead, man. A knife, a fork, a buckle,
You see, no matter where I treat my guests, they always lock my kitchen best. Cause I've cocaine running around my brain. I've cocaine running around my brain. I want you to dig me, soul brothers and soul sisters. I want you to hold me tight because I'm out of sight and I'm a dynamite. I've got cocaine running around my brain. I've got cocaine running around my brain. Man, oh man, I've got to be on the run because I've got to meet the setting sun. I've got a
English is extremely difficult to understand. It's better just to isolate some key phrases. First of all, though, context. The title of the song is Real Niggers, and it's about all the hip-hop artists and people who are copying the style of NWA. That's the name of the group. But most importantly, the song is about Ice Cube, the member of NWA who left the group after a big dispute over money. The most important thing you can learn from this song, though, is attitude. Attitude. If you listen, you'll hear the rapper say, "We're niggers with attitude. Negros con actitud."
Pero no te olvides, no se puede referirse a la gente negra como niggers. Si hablamos del hip hop, sí, pero en la conversación, no. De hecho, hay un artículo en la página de web, vocatic.com, sobre el tema.
Attitude means actitude. But in English, the term attitude tiene mucho más fuerza. For example, if I say that Jimmy Jinks has attitude, it's not a factual declaration that he has an attitude. Porque, claro, todo el mundo tiene una actitud. It's that he has a strong attitude and strong opinions and is usually pushing them in people's faces. That's what it means in English when you say, he's got attitude. Well, I think it's accurate and fair to say that NWA have attitude. I also think it's fair to say that this is truly a brilliant track. Raw energy, raw power, N WA.
Like a hostage, yo, you should have covered your motherfucking head like an ostrich. Deep in the dirt, cause you's a sucker. And your ass up high so I can kick the motherfucker. Don't try to hang your best avoid. Cause my foot a piece of paw up your ass, you'll get hemorrhoids. Before you try to fuck with Ren, I put two in your ass and you'll be shitting size 10.
First come, first serve. Whoever's got the nerve, step up and get what you deserve. From the word of a motherfucking hip-hop maniac, brainiac. So what you ought to do is step the fuck back. Now how the fuck you think a rap will last? With your ass saying shit that is said in the past. Yo, be original, your shit is sloppy. Get off your dick, your motherfucking carbon copy.
Falling deep in the drums for many a styles was one of the reasons a nigga ran 100 miles. Cheating and out beating the crowd, I kept seating. But weak motherfuckers fighting off and they kept eating. Styles that kept full of bull, cause the focus were local in nightclubs and not getting paid in full. And got the nerve to cuss. Only reason niggas beating your record is cause they thought it was us.
Yo, giving what I gotta give, doing what I gotta do. You don't care for me, so who gives a fuck about you? You can't harm me, alarm me, cause we're the generals in this fucking hip-hop army. The niggas with attitudes, if you didn't know, we blow flow and didn't move slow from the get-go. Yo, titles to take it. Yo, fuck this shit, yell a kick the break in.
It's the real thing.
You are now bigger.
You can run but you can't hide. You know I'ma find you, cause a nigga like Rand's only 2 steps behind you. Don't look back because you're shaking and all scared. A nigga in black can be your scariest nightmare. So sleep with the lights on, forget that the mic's on. Don't step on the motherfucking stage without nights on. Go see a psycho and then you just might go mentally fucked up when I land the right blow.
All these niggas with the jibber jabber, but couldn't kill a fly with a motherfucking sledgehammer. Gangsters in black are out there, but only because, yo, it's the shit that we wear. On my motherfucking dick, but I'ma love it when you drop like a motherfucking brick. So yo, step off, go to bed, cause if you're misled, you get a motherfucking bullet in your forehead.
Black, the good, the bad, the ugly, see? A little streetwise nigga, you know me. Rollin' with some real niggas, plan for keeps, but you motherfuckers know.
Right, let's move on to Gwen Stefani with No Doubt. Hell, Infierno. Hell, of course, means Infierno, which is appropriate because Gwen Stefani is a Catholic. But hell has a dual meaning, dos significados. If something bad happens, you can say, "Oh, it was hell." Or you can say that your head hurts like hell. Me duele la cabeza like hell. But curiously, if something good happens, you can say, "How was the weekend?" And the person could say, "Hell, it was good. Your wife is one hell of a good cook." That means she's a good cook. All of these expressions are positive. This is the same positivity in Gwen Stefani's invented expression in the song, "You make me feel hella good." Okay, let's listen. This is one hell of a good song.
The waves keep on crashing on me for some reason. Your love keeps on coming like a thunderbolt.
for friends and I lost my phone. I'm staggering all by my lone. Don't even know how I'm getting home, but it's okay, it's alright. I'm so fresh, yes, I'm so fly. I swore last night I'd give up drinking. Such a lie, what was I thinking? I see them moving, see them dancing, yeah, they doing that. I see them grooving, popping bottles like it's new to them. I wanna join them, but it seems like they're too far from me. Plus, where's the bathroom back? Cause I'm really, really.
Okay, Ian Carey with Snoop Dogg. What a party song. And it's not just a party song because it will keep you dancing, but because it's about partying, going to parties. In fact, it's pretty much the story of my life. Let me translate the chorus. The coro. The song is called Last Night, Anoche, and it goes like this. Last night, I don't remember last night. Anoche, no me acuerdo de nada. I said I'd never last night. Anoche dije nunca jamás. What was I thinking? I really need to give up drinking. ¿En qué estaba pensando? Tengo que dejar de beber alcohol. I'm not going to drink again. No volveré a tomar nada. But who am I kidding? Pero esto es broma, ¿no? I'm about to call my friends tonight and do it over again. Estoy a punto de llamar a mis amigos y hacer todo otra vez.
So damn gone. I lost my friends and I lost my phone. I'm staggering all by my lone. Don't even know how I'm getting home, but it's okay, it's alright. I'm so fresh, yes, I'm so fly. I swore last night I'd give up drinking. Such a lie, what was I thinking? I see them moving, see them dancing, yeah, they doing that. I see them grooving, popping bottles like it's new to them. I wanna join them, but it seems like they're too far from me. Plus, where's the bathroom back? Cause I really, really gotta be. I really need to give up drinking. I'm not gonna drink again. But who am I kidding? I'm about to call my friends tonight and do it over again. Fresh out of the bathroom, so relieved. I make my way up to the VIP. I done tripped on a step, what the heck? I take a quick look around and I check my fresh. Then I proceed to my mission. I see a bottle and the vodka's glistening. Good lord, that looks so lovely. Pardon me while I chase this bubbly. I see them moving, see them dancing, yeah, they doing that. I see them grooving, popping bottles like it's new to them. I wanna join them, but it seems like they're too far from me. Plus, where's the bathroom back? Cause I really, really gotta be.
Sound familiar? Yes. So, I said we would finish with The Clash, and that's how we will finish. What I want you to learn from this song is the coro. You lot, don't stop. Give it all you've got. You lot significa todo. And don't stop, give it all you've got, is a very good motivational phrase for our English course. But that's not the only motivational aspect of this song. For me, The Clash are very inspiring because The Clash were a punk band. Punk was about doing things yourself, and the singer of The Clash is a good example. When he started, he could barely, apenas, tocar su instrumento. He took no classes, and he studied guitar himself, alto studio. So he didn't care. For him, it wasn't important that he made errors, that people laughed at him. He believed in himself. He didn't need anybody else to show him. He didn't pay any teachers. He just did it himself with his passion and his desire to succeed. And that is something we can all learn from. Goodbye.
Keep it up. Give me Honda, give me Sonic. So cheap and